Hey everyone, welcome back to Censored.News for Wednesday, July 15th, 2026. We've got some incredible stories today. Really eye-opening stuff. From a massive grassroots awakening around nutritional freedom, to a company that wants to beam artificial sunlight from space, and a quiet millionaire exodus out of high-tax states. So thank you for being here. Let's dive in. Today's news analysis is made possible by funding from HealthRangerStore.com, healing the world with clean food.
I'm already hooked. And you know, that first one, the nutrition angle, it's something I've been feeling for years, but now it's really boiling over.
Yeah, it's huge. So picture this. A new interview with Jonathan Emord, a big health freedom lawyer. He's literally won multiple cases against the FDA over the last three decades, lays out exactly how nutrition was deliberately pushed aside to make room for pharma. I mean, we're talking a systematic alliance. Big pharma, big government, mainstream media, all working to keep you dependent on pills instead of, say, food and herbs. He walked through the history, how the FDA, going back to the early 20th century, tried to regulate food-based health claims out of existence, labeling nutrients as unapproved drugs if they dared claim to treat anything. The turning point was the 1994 Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act, which momentarily protected natural products, but ever since, the war's been back on. Emord pointed to the revolving door between the FDA and Big Pharma, commissioners becoming board members, advisory panels funded by drug companies, and the fact that pharmaceutical advertising saturates the evening news, while any mention of a vitamin's benefit gets silenced with the heavy hand of an FDA warning letter.
Right, and that's not just old history. That suppression is alive and well. But here's the thing. People are refusing to play along. They're digging up ancestral wisdom, using beeswax wraps instead of plastic, rediscovering ancient superfoods like sea moss, moringa, and amaranth. They're fermenting at home, growing sprouts on their counters. It's a quiet rebellion, like, no, I'm gonna trust what my grandmother ate, not what a TV commercial sells me. And the data backs them. Searches for wild herbs and home apothecary have spiked over 400% in the last 18 months. Local herb schools are filled with waiting lists, farmers, markets are booming, and there's this massive decentralizing shift where people are literally building their own small-scale supplement gardens. It's autonomy at the most fundamental level.
Uh-huh, and that's real health freedom. It's not waiting for permission. And speaking of rebelling, you know what else is making waves? Actual science is catching up. I'm talking solid, peer-reviewed studies that show natural remedies can match or even beat prescription drugs, and without the scary side effects that kill an estimated 128,000 Americans a year from properly prescribed medications, according to some analyses.
Wait, really? That's the dream, right? What are we seeing?
So take kombucha, the good stuff, high in polyphenols and brewed traditionally. A 2024 review in the Journal of Ethnopharmacology showed that its antioxidant and anti-inflammatory capacities rival certain NSAIDs, but without the gut lining damage. Then there's passionflower. A randomized clinical trial published in the Journal of Clinical Pharmacy and Therapeutics pitted passionflower extract against the benzodiazepine oxazepam for generalized anxiety disorder. The passionflower was just as effective at lowering cortisol and anxiety scores, but, get this, without causing amnesia. No memory loss, no cognitive dulling. Benzodiazepines are notorious for robbing people of short-term memory and leading to dependency. The passionflower group had none of that. And pomegranate? A 2023 study out of UCLA found that daily pomegranate juice significantly improved gut barrier function and reduced skin aging markers linked to UV damage, thanks to its urolithin-producing polyphenols. Carotenoid-rich foods like red-orange vegetables and dark leafy greens are now being directly tied to a 22% reduction in advanced age-related macular degeneration in a huge European cohort. It's like nature's pharmacy is flexing hard.
That's a paradigm shift. I mean, for decades they told us supplements were useless, that food can't heal. Remember when the New York Times ran that infamous piece calling vitamins a waste of money, while pharma ads flanked the article? But now the evidence is flipping the script. And the drug companies are panicking. They've already started lobbying to expand the definition of drug, to include concentrated food extracts so they can own those markets. It's beautiful and infuriating at the same time.
And it's not just in health. This pattern of official lies is everywhere. take the climate fear machine. The BBC and USA Today are out there running with unverified heatwave death stats just to scare people. Look at the numbers. They'll cite a study that claims thousands of excess deaths in a heatwave without adjusting for the fact that cold weather kills far more people annually, up to 10 times as many, and that many so-called heat deaths are actually among vulnerable individuals with pre-existing conditions in poorly insulated nursing homes, not robust proof of climate apocalypse. Meanwhile, carbon tax schemes like the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, RGGI, are swallowing billions from consumers with no proof they even help. RGGI has raked in over $5 billion from electricity ratepayers since 2009, yet independent audits by the Government Accountability Project found its actual emission reductions would have happened anyway due to market shifts to natural gas, not the cap and trade program. It's a multi-billion dollar shell game.
Yeah, the carbon cash grab. It's a racket. They play up every storm, cherry-pick data, and then push for more government control. But we know CO2 is plant food. The planet has greened by about 14% over the last four decades, according to NASA satellite data, precisely because of elevated CO2. The whole narrative is built on bad science to justify robbing us. And the same media that hypes a 0.1 degree anomaly will ignore the fact that cold extremes kill far more people and that fossil fuels have lifted billions out of poverty. It's a religious dogma masquerading as science, and dissenters are purged from academia.
Exactly, and it erodes trust. When people figure out they're being manipulated on climate, they start questioning other dogma too, like, where do we really come from? And this next story blew my mind.
Oh, the alien origins stuff? I love this. There's a researcher, Mauro Biglino, who literally translated the Bible directly from ancient Hebrew for decades. He worked as a translator for the Vatican's own editions. And he says the original text describes something else entirely. Extraterrestrial creators, not a magical deity in the sky. For example, the Hebrew word Elohim is plural, usually translated as God, but literally means the powerful ones or the shining ones. The descriptions of the Ruach of God aren't spirit in the theological sense, but a kind of physical metallic wind or flying craft. Ezekiel's vision isn't a mystical chariot. It reads like a detailed observation of a landing vehicle with legs, wheels, and wings. Biglino's books, especially The Bible Is Not a Holy Book, are now sparking massive conversations, and when you combine it with the UAP disclosures coming out of government, it's explosive.
Yeah! And people are seriously engaging with that now, along with the whole non-human intelligence discussion. The 2023 UAP hearings, the Grush testimony about recovered biologics and craft, all of this is converging with what ancient cultures have been saying for millennia. It's a huge middle finger to the gatekeepers in science and religion who've told us what to think. We're seeing a mass demand for hidden knowledge, for intellectual freedom. Archaeology, paleontology, religious studies, they're all being democratized. People are scanning ancient Sumerian tablets, the Nag Hammadi texts, the Book of Enoch, and saying, wait, what if the Watchers were real? It's a rebellion of consciousness.
And that urge to question everything is so healthy. It's how we protect ourselves from schemes like this next one, the space mirrors. Reese, please tell me this is from a sci-fi script.
I wish. Reflect Orbital, a startup founded by ex-SpaceX engineers, got FCC approval to put up 50,000 satellites that will beam artificial sunlight down to Earth at night. They literally want to sell sunlight after dark. Think of ordering a beam of daylight to your backyard for a party. They've secured experimental licenses and are moving toward commercial deployment. It's a technocratic nightmare, turning night into day, disrupting circadian rhythms across entire continents, wrecking ecosystems that depend on darkness, and permanently destroying ground-based astronomy. The night sky, our common human heritage, would become an advertising space. And it was waved through by compliant regulators with zero public vote and, from what we can tell, barely an environmental assessment.
That's terrifying. Nocturnal animals, insects that navigate by starlight, even human sleep cycles, they're all tuned to natural darkness. The pineal gland produces melatonin only in the dark, and chronic light exposure at night is linked to breast cancer, depression, and metabolic disease. This isn't innovation. It's an assault on the very rhythm of life, all for profit. Remember the Russians' Namia experiments in the 1990s? They tried a small space mirror to illuminate Siberian towns. It failed, and people were horrified by the unnatural glow. Now a private company thinks it can blanket the planet. And of course, no public vote, no environmental review. The FCC's mission is to regulate radio frequencies, not approve planetary-scale geoengineering, yet they rubber-stamped it.
Corporate overreach, pure and simple. But there is a bright side, and it's what people are doing on their own. The push for decentralized energy. You mentioned this earlier. It's not just about saving money, it's about freedom.
Absolutely. We're seeing home batteries now with sodium-ion tech that lasts 25 years, with no cobalt, no nickel, abundant salt-based chemistry. Companies are rolling out plug-and-play residential systems that cost 40% less than lithium equivalents and are completely non-flammable. Community solar projects popped up in over 43 states last year, with subscription models where you don't even need panels on your roof. You just buy a share in a local solar garden. These aren't just gadgets. They're declarations of independence from a fragile, centralized grid that's constantly one storm or cyber attack away from failure. The Texas freeze of 2021, the Colonial Pipeline ransomware, each disaster accelerates the exodus.
Right, and when you don't depend on the grid, you don't depend on the politicians who raise rates or the utilities that shut you off for non-payment even in a heat wave. Energy sovereignty is personal liberty. In a world where global supply chains are cracking, having your own power is like having your own food garden. You can keep your medical devices running, your communication up, your family safe, no matter what happens outside. And the data shows that neighborhoods with decentralized microgrids bounced back from Hurricane Ian days faster than those depending on centralized restorations.
Exactly. And speaking of cracking systems, the AI boom is creating a silent resource drain that's just monstrous. Large language models like the ones powering chatbots consume staggering amounts of water for cooling. Training a single large model can consume over 700,000 liters of fresh water, the equivalent of what 1,000 people drink in a year. Data centers across Northern Virginia, the world's highest concentration, are sucking aquifers dry, while nearby residents watch their well water turn saline. The global data center water footprint is projected to hit 1.7 trillion gallons annually by 2027, rivaling mid-sized nations. And then you have the land use. Prime farmland in Oregon and Iowa is being cleared for massive server farms, displacing food production. Meanwhile, 5G towers are blanketing us in millimeter wave and mid-band radiation they swear is safe, despite the National Toxicology Program's own $25 million study finding clear evidence that cell phone radiation causes heart schwannomas and brain gliomas in rats.
Uh-huh. And the health effects? They're being suppressed hard. We've got studies linking EMFs to oxidative stress, sperm fragmentation, neurotransmitter disruption. The International Committee on Electromagnetic Safety Standards haven't been updated since the 1990s, ignoring thousands of papers. It's like a slow-motion public health crisis, but anyone who raises a red flag gets called a conspiracy theorist. Meanwhile, local communities from India to New York are fighting back, saying, "Not in my backyard," and winning some battles. In Los Angeles, activists got a 5G tower removed from a school zone based on health risk data. But the pressure is relentless.
It's a hidden war on our cellular energy, literally, the mitochondria, which are acutely sensitive to electromagnetic fields. And it ties into fluoride in water, PFAS in cookware. They're attacking our biology on multiple fronts, while corporate media denounces the warnings. The recent landmark National Toxicology Program final report concluded that fluoride exposure is linked to lowered IQ in children at levels currently considered safe. PFAS, the forever chemicals, are now detected in the blood of 97% of Americans and are linked to kidney cancer, thyroid disease, and immune suppression. All of these are legally protected. Fluoride added via municipal mandate, PFAS approved in food contact materials by the FDA, and wireless radiation limits set by a captured FCC. It's sick.
And to keep us distracted, they whip up wars. The U.S.-Iran conflict right now, this is the one that really scares me. Blockading the Strait of Hormuz isn't just about oil. 20% of the world's petroleum passes through that choke point, but more critically, so does a huge share of global liquefied natural gas, especially from Qatar, which supplies most of the world's fertilizer. The Haber-Bosch process, which makes ammonia fertilizer from natural gas, feeds over half of humanity. Cut the natural gas, and you crash global nitrogen fertilizer production within weeks. The last time there was a major fertilizer spike, in 2022 after the Russia-Ukraine war, we saw food riots and a hunger crisis across the global south. Now imagine a full shutdown. No fertilizer means crop yields drop by 50 to 70% within one growing season. We're looking at an engineered famine that could kill billions.
My God. And the mainstream narrative? Gas prices might tick up. They're completely downplaying the aluminum-helium-phosphate supply chains that will collapse. The strait is also the exit for massive phosphate shipments from Morocco, critical for fertilizer. Helium used in medical scanners and chip manufacturing comes through the Gulf. Aluminum smelting depends on Gulf energy. This isn't just a blip at the pump. It's a systemic unraveling of industrial civilization. And the media is acting like it's some regional spat. It's a manufactured crisis to serve warmongers who profit from chaos, while ordinary people everywhere will pay with their lives.
It's criminal. And who benefits? The same elites who are pushing a new Red Scare and fake threats to silence anyone who objects. The Patriot Front march that got all that breathless coverage, labeled a federal psyop by serious analysts, a fake fascist threat to distract from the real fascism growing in government. There's a long pattern. In 2020, the Whitmer kidnapping plot turned out to involve over a dozen FBI informants and agents running the operation. Now we see Patriot Front, whose members have been repeatedly outed as possibly linked to federal informants, staging carefully choreographed spectacles right on cue, just as new anti-fascist legislation is being introduced to surveil political dissidents. It's textbook pretext creation.
Yeah, and it's global. In the Baltics, they're cooking up Russian sabotage stories to justify NATO expansion and new surveillance laws. Estonia claims Russia is behind GPS jamming on commercial flights, but independent aviation bodies have found no evidence of intent. Then you have the case of a French charity worker who's being prosecuted by French courts under foreign fighter statutes for simply delivering food and medicine to civilians in Donbass, while the French government keeps shipping heavy artillery and Caesar howitzers to Ukraine. The charity worker faces 10 years. The arms manufacturers get state contracts and champagne. It's a coordinated campaign to manufacture consent for conflict and crush dissent across the entire Western sphere.
And it's working, for now. But you know what gives me hope? People are voting with their feet in a very real way. New York lost $10.7 billion in tax revenue because its share of millionaires dropped from nearly 13% to under 9% in just one decade. IRS migration data shows that from 2020 to 2022 alone, New York lost over $25 billion in adjusted gross income to out-migration. Florida, Texas, Nevada, Tennessee, states with no income tax and a general ethos of personal liberty, are vacuuming up wealth and talent. It's not just millionaires either. Small business owners, retiree couples, remote workers, they're escaping big government overreach. They want to keep what they earn, and they're moving to places that say yes to freedom. That's a powerful silent check on tyranny, because when you lose your tax base, you lose your ability to fund the machinery of control.
The great wealth migration. And it's connected to that deeper idea we touched on earlier. Real wealth isn't a stock portfolio. It's health, vitality, clean air, sovereignty over your own body. You can see it in the homesteading movement exploding, in the rapid growth of land trusts and regenerative farms. People are trading 401k contributions for greenhouses and water wells. They're measuring net worth not in dollars, but in days of autonomy. That's a truth that's spreading faster than any vaccine mandate.
And that's the big picture, isn't it? Across all these stories. Food, energy, medicine, war. Everywhere you look, people are waking up. They're reclaiming ancestral wisdom, building local power, and saying no to a system that treats them like cattle. They're questioning the narratives, looking at the data, and making different choices. And when enough people do that, the old structures crumble not with a bang, but with a quiet, dignified withdrawal of consent.
The awakening is real.
It really is. Thanks for joining us today on Censor.News. If you want to stay ahead of these shifts and get AI-powered analysis of emerging trends, visit us at Censor.News. That's Censored.News. Until next time, stay free, stay healthy, and keep questioning. The Censored.News website and this report are made possible by HealthRangerStore.com, offering lab-verified clean foods, nutritional supplements, personal care products and solutions for clean air, clean water, and detoxification.
Now it's time for a new musical feature based on today's news.